Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. And normally we introduce a new topic every week and explore it in different ways each day. But this is an unusual week. We're doing a best of series. 2013 was a great year for us as a community. It started in January with us learning about Jesus's most comprehensive teaching on what it meant to be one of his followers, the Sermon on the Mount. We worked through that series, and then in the summertime, we did a series on work and rest. In the fall, we did a series on what it means to become like family, to become a church community. And we also had our Christmas series on the night that changed everything. We thought we'd share with you this week some of our favorites from the last year. Sometimes it's because it's content we just thought we should hear again. Other times there are particular settings or interviews that we thought were really exciting and worth seeing again. Without further ado, here's one of our favorites from last year. Now, an amazing news story came out of China back in 2009. An entire 13-story building toppled right over. It looks like a beautiful building. What's striking is that the upper levels of the building look complete, they look finished, they look modern. It was actually ready to move in. There were hundreds of people who thought they were about to move into a beautiful new apartment, just to see the whole thing fall over, lying sideways on the ground, where it never should have been. The contractors did all the visible parts of the building properly. It looked beautiful. What was wrong was the foundation underneath. It's so often invisible. When the building is going up, like the one behind me, you can see it, and you can see if it was done properly, and if it's going to be able to hold up the rest of the building. Once the building's finished, you don't always see it. You can pay a lot of attention to the finishes inside the house, what kind of floors it has, what kind of countertops. But it's really important to have a good foundation underneath it all. One architectural site that I visited talked about how important the foundation is because it provides strength to everything that comes above, but it also keeps it all in line. The alignment of all the framing and everything that comes on top of that depends on a good plumb level foundation underneath. It's the same for the trades who are going to come later on. Their job is way easier if the foundation underneath is set up properly. If it's not, they have a terrible job to do of trying to make everything line up and be level and plumb. I once built a deck on my house, and I thought, based on the books I'd read, this was going to be a pretty easy project. But the books assumed everything was going to be at 90 degree angles to one another, and I quickly discovered that my house did not have a 90 degree corner where I was building the deck. It was much harder than I'd expected. If the foundation had been right, and then hence the building built right on the foundation, then it would have been easier for me to come along and add something later. The architect's site that I visited summed it up well. The building's foundation is the most important thing for the rest of the building going up properly. It's true in architecture, but it's also true in life. We need a good foundation to build our lives upon, and that's what we're going to explore this week. But first, I've got a question for you to consider, and we always encourage you not to do this alone, but to share it with somebody else in your life. Discuss this question together. What's the most important thing in life? Did you choose it? And why did you choose that? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow as we look at this in more depth.
Well, we hope you enjoyed reviewing that teaching from earlier this year. And we look forward to seeing you again in the new year as we start our brand new series.